This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine and the United States have agreed to launch joint weapons production in a step that will enable Kyiv to start producing air defense systems, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday as he wrapped up a visit to the U.S. In his daily address to Ukrainians, Zelensky said the long-term agreement would create jobs and a new industrial base in Ukraine, whose economy has been devastated by Russia's invasion and war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues his efforts to shore up support of Western allies with a visit to Canada, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Zelensky will address the Canadian Parliament Friday. It comes a day after he met with President Biden and members of Congress, delivering an upbeat message on the war's progress. But he did not address a joint session. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy explaining.
Zelensky asked for a joint session. We just didn't have time. He's already given a joint session.
McCarthy's dealing with a hard right flank in the Republican Party, some of whom have been raising questions about ongoing U.S. aid to Ukraine. Zelensky's visit to Canada is his first since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police detained a number of protesters as rallies over the Armenian government's response to the latest fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh continued on Friday. Demonstrators have demanded authorities defend ethnic Armenians in the breakaway region and called for the resignation of Armenia's prime minister. Footage showed police detaining protesters trying to block central streets in the capital. At least 46 people were also arrested in a large protest outside the main government building in the city center on Thursday, police said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China and Syria will upgrade their relationship to a strategic partnership following a meeting between China's President Xi Jinping and Syria's diplomatically isolated leader Bashar al-Assad in Hangzhou on Friday. The Syrian leader is in China to advance efforts to bring to an end more than a decade of diplomatic isolation under Western sanctions and to boost commercial ties with the world's second largest economy, as Syria desperately needs foreign investment. Opposition politicians in Australia say the limited scope and powers of an inquiry into the country's approach to COVID-19 will make it a complete waste of time after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the government probe on Thursday. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The federal inquiry follows up to 20 other state probes into COVID-19 in Australia. Experts hope the new inquiry will provide a comprehensive nationwide assessment of Australia's response to the pandemic. Only federal government decisions, not those of state and territory authorities, will be scrutinised. Opposition lawmakers have said the probe, therefore, will not go far enough. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
There were emotional scenes outside Brazil's Supreme Court on Thursday as justices ruled in favor of indigenous land rights in a historic win. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
9 of its 11 justices rejected an interpretation which restricted indigenous land rights to areas that were physically occupied by native communities since 1988, when Brazil passed its constitution. The Supreme Court ruling was vital to resolve some 300 pending land recognition claims, according to indigenous leaders, who said communities would now be protected from land grabbers and invasion by illegal loggers and gold miners. Activists say it's also a victory for global efforts against climate change, as it would prevent deforestation on indigenous land.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Iran announced Friday the restoring of diplomatic ties with Djibouti more than 7 years after it joined other regional nations in severing ties with Tehran in support of Saudi Arabia. The decision by the strategic Horn of Africa nation came months after Shiite-dominated Iran and Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia resumed relations under a China-brokered deal announced in March. Djibouti cut ties with Tehran in January 2016 after attacks on Saudi missions during protest over Riyadh's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Other Saudi allies, including Bahrain, also severed relations in solidarity. I'm Joe Ramsey.